Ah, Miss Jones, hello. To what do I owe the pleasure? That is a lovely skirt. Is it new?
Yes, but I'm not really... Oh, my God.
You mentioned your son had an issue over the phone. I assume this handsome young man is him.
Yes, it is, and I need you to fix him.
Fix him? You are aware I'm a therapist and not a vet, right?
No, not like that. He's just... He wants me, okay?
Miss Jones, I need you to take deep breaths. You don't need elevated stress to tell me what's happening. Could you elaborate, please?
I was looking through his computer and there was so much of it. Pictures and videos and stories. All of them about mothers and sons doing wrong things. I need you to fix him. Okay, fix him.
So let me get this straight. You found porn on your son's computer about mothers and sons having incestuous sex.
Mm-hmm. I think he has that Oedipus thing that the Greek guy had, you know?
Oedipus? You mean you think he has an Oedipus complex?
No, the one that has an O at the beginning.
Sure. Anyway, Miss Jones, you really need to relax. You haven't been prone to this type of breakdown in a long time. I'm going to put you in a little trance, okay? Just like we've done for years. And then, while you're out, I'll help your son.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I need.
Okay. Go ahead and lie down, Miss Jones. I'll help you and your son through this. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Oh, thank you so much, Doctor. I've been beside myself all night. I have no idea how to handle this.
Don't worry, Miss. You'll know how to handle this soon. Just like all the times before, I want you to imagine yourself melting into the couch.
Okay.
Do you remember the trigger phrase I gave you that would instantly bring you to the deepest part of your psyche?
Yes.
Good. Puppet time. Now, Sharon, I'm going to talk with your son. And I want you to completely ignore everything we say. Every single syllable will go in one ear and out the other until I whisper in your ear the words, puppet time. Then you will be allowed to listen again. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Sleep. You really fucked her up, didn't you? She hasn't been this much of a nervous wreck since your father died. Over the last few years, I've had to basically retrain her brain on how to respond to stressful situations. What to do if her card declines, what to do if her son scrapes his knee, what to do on a first date so as not to scare off any man interested in her. I've basically had to teach your mother how to take care of herself again, and you almost undo it completely just by looking up some mother-son porn. I guess realistically, she wouldn't know how to handle this situation even if she didn't have her condition. No, not your fault. Not really. She was looking through your computer, and something this stressful had to happen eventually. I was just hoping she could have gotten remarried or gotten a partner to support her. But a lot of her current stress is coming from the fact that she's worrying that she'll never find someone. This might be a bit strange, but how far does this mommy kink go? Does it go far enough that you actually want to fuck your mom? And how far does that desire go? Would it be a simple physical thing, or is there a deep emotional purpose to it? Well, isn't that romantic? You love her that much? This could actually work. We could just have her repress her memory of finding your porn, have everything go back to normal until, of course, you forget to delete your internet history again. Or we can teach her how to handle this situation properly.
And while we're teaching her how to react, we can make her look at the relationship between you two in a different light. Make her appreciate your unique affection. Follow my lead. Strip down while I'm talking to her. Puppet time. Sharon, you've been letting stress get you far too worked up. We need to empty your head of all those concerns. All those things making you feel stressed, anxious. Let them all melt away to the bottom of your skull. And when I snap my fingers, you'll feel every worry you have slide down to the back of your throat. 3, 2, 1. Now, let it slide down. Every stress-inducing thought will just glide down the back of your throat like sands in an hourglass. And now that your head is nice and empty of all those bothersome thoughts, we can train you even better than before. First of all, we need to reevaluate why you came here. You went looking through your son's computer and found media showing intimate love between mothers and sons. I'm not going to ask you why it scared you so much, because I already know. You weren't afraid that your son's attraction to you was going to be a problem. You were afraid it would be the solution. You've been feeling such loneliness for years, simply knowing that your own sweet, loving son was ready and willing to end it. That's enough for it to be a massive temptation for you. A strong, handsome young man, ready and willing to love and dominate you the way you dream of. You know you're not strong enough to resist that. You're not even strong enough to resist me. Deeper. Go deeper into trance. Let every worry you have slide down the inside of your skull and stick to the walls of your throat. It's not enough to bother your breathing, but enough that you can feel it. You need something to wash it down. But don't worry, we'll get you something. But first, you need to do something. When I next snap my fingers, I want you to tilt your head to the side so you're facing your son standing next to the couch. And then I'm going to need you to open your mouth a bit, Sharon. Just relax and let it fall open for your son. I want you to do this in 3, 2, 1. There we go. Now there's something you should understand, Sharon. 6 inches away from your face is your son's cock. Let those worrying thoughts slide down. This is a good thing. Your son's cock was made for you. It was designed by your womb. It's perfect for breeding you. This is a good thing. Now picture it. Your son's perfect, hard cock is so close to you. You can feel the heat coming off of it, lashing at your lips, making your mouth water. This is a good thing, because below your son's dick,
brewing and churning in his balls is his sperm. And when you swallow that warm, sticky seed, you'll feel every single worry you have get washed down. When I count down and snap my fingers, you will feel your son insert his penis into your mouth, and you will accept it. You don't need to suck on it hard. Just let it into your mouth and nurse on it, like your son did to you when he was young. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Your son's dick is resting comfortably in your mouth. Don't be afraid to swallow your own drool. That alone is starting to dislodge some of your worries. You can feel them slide down your throat, past your stomach, glide over your heart before settling finally along the lining of your wet pussy before leaking away. This is how your body will process stress from now on. It will slide out of your head, down through your body, and leak away from your pussy. Not all of your worries will leak out so easily, but we'll deal with them later. The important thing is, once your son comes in your mouth, the way you deal with stress will change. When you start getting overwhelmed, you need to find your son and start sucking on his dick. Once his cock and cum are in your mouth, you'll start calming down. And then, after he's come, you'll be relaxed enough to handle the problems one step at a time. But from now on, you will process stress by becoming aroused. Your son is nice and hard in your mouth, but he needs help to finally push him over that edge. When I count down and snap my fingers, I want you to take your hands and pull up your skirt until your panties are visible. And then I want you to lift and spread your knees so your son can see. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Sleep. Go deeper into trance for us. Let your arms fall to the side and relax even more. Your son is looking at your pussy, Sharon. I can see a little wet spot on your panties. This is a good thing. It shows us that the treatment is working and your son is proud he's done this to you. He's got such a hungry look in his eyes. I know what he wants, and he will get it. But first he needs to get his load in your throat. When I count down and snap my fingers, you will start sucking on your son's cock, with the sole purpose of getting his cum in your mouth. You will be allowed any head movement you feel is necessary for this goal, but you will not be allowed to move your body, and you will not stop until I snap my fingers and tell you to sleep. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Keep sucking. Once his warm, thick load gets in your mouth, it's going to completely alter your mind forever. Don't worry, this is for the best. But even if you do worry, that will only turn you on more. That's it. That's it. Keep using your son's cock as stress relief. Feel the worry and the anxiety and the stress melt away as his cock glides in and out of your mouth. Feel how good your body feels. How at peace your mind feels. That's it. Your son is close. He's about to come, but I'm not gonna let him. I'm grabbing the base of his cock right now while you're sucking on the head. Oh, he wants to come in your mouth so desperately. But I'm going to hold it until I'm done with the countdown. 3, 2, 1. There. Drink up and swallow your son's seed. But don't stop sucking his dick. Get every sneaky drop until he starts going limp. There you go. That's it. Sleep, Sharon. Go deep into trance. Let your mouth open and relax again. Feel all your stressful thoughts slide down your throat, through your body, and fill the lining of your beautiful wet pussy. You can feel them shuffling around your cervix, making it almost itch. It's okay to feel arousal from it. It's completely natural. This will need to become more intimate for the treatment to be fully effective. When I count down, Sharon, you will feel your son get on the couch and lie on top of you. He will hold you closely, but he will not penetrate you yet. Think of this as more of a full body hug. When I count down and snap my fingers, you will ignore any touch you receive until I snap my fingers again. 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Deeper into trance. I want you to feel him now. Feel your son embracing you, his arms wrapped around your body, his heartbeat against your chest, his head laying in the crook of your neck. You can feel his cock against your mound and his balls rubbing against your sensitive pussy. They're working overtime right now. Those balls are already so full of cum. If you focus, you can almost feel them churning with his hot, potent seed. He's so horny right now, it's amazing. He loves you so much. His love is overflowing from his thick cock. It's going to overwhelm both of you, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Just think about how close you are to your son. The only thing between his cock and your pussy is a pair of soaking wet panties. You're entirely under his power. You're too weak to resist his advances, resist his love, resist his cock. Just imagine how cathartic it must be for him. He's such a big, strong boy. And right now, he has a beautiful, sweet, fertile woman underneath him, completely at his mercy. But it's not like this is any different than how it's been for a while. I think it's time that I dissolved this illusion of bodily autonomy that you have. Let's point out the obvious here. At any point in the last few years, he could have done much worse than look up some mommy porn. He could have actually gone into your room at night, grabbed you, and taken you against your will. Are you imagining it right now, Sharon? Are you picturing your big, strong boy on top of you, pinning you down and rutting into you inch by inch as his cock gets closer to your womb? I know you're thinking about it, Sharon, because you had that dream for a month straight after seeing your son's dick in the shower last year. But that's not the end of it. You always talked about what would happen if he came inside you. You described it as being overwhelmingly trapped. You said that as soon as you felt that little spurt of warmth, you would never be able to get out. You can't call the police on your son, and he won't have a reason to stop or even pull out. He'd be able to use you whenever he wanted, and you would be completely his. A fuck toy to use and breed as he wanted. But that's not why you asked me to repress the memory of those dreams. The reason you had me repress those dreams was because when they finally ended, you would be too horny to think straight. You would spend entire sessions kicking yourself for being a terrible mother, and then you would beg me to repress your memory of it just so you wouldn't see your son's dick every time you closed your eyes. And when I finally gave you your wish and suppressed those memories, you spent the very next session complaining how you weren't closer to your son. Well, you're about to get much closer now. When I count down and snap my fingers, I want you to pull your panties to the side and let your boy back inside of you. And once he's fully hilted in your pussy, I want you to remember everything that you had me repress. And everything you remember will spark a jolt in your brain, sending it through your body. You'll have this feeling every time I snap my fingers directly to your pussy. 3, 2, 1. There you go. Let the memories come back. They're all coming true. Your son will come inside you. You will become his slave. Feel him thrusting back and forth inside you. I'm now going to say a series of stressful thoughts. These thoughts will pop into your head, and they will immediately move through your body and trigger arousal.
You won't need your son to wash down these stressful thoughts. Anytime you think of them, they will immediately cause you to feel aroused and needy. No matter where you are or how awake you are, these thoughts will arouse you. Get ready. You are being brainwashed. This is incest. This is rape. Your son is raping you. When he comes, you'll be his slave. Your son's cum will enslave you. Your son's cum will rewrite your brain. Your son will use you. Your son will breed you. Sleep. Let your brain be empty of these thoughts. Let them make you aroused and happy. You will not feel concerned, angry, or upset when these thoughts occur to you. They will only make you happy and thankful to your son and I. Once your son comes inside you, all of those stressors and worries that are in your pussy will drown, dissolve, and fizzle in the tide of your son's lust. Let his love drown your worries away. When he comes inside you, you will belong to him forever. You'll never have another lover that can please you like him. You'll be his slave, his lover, his wife. Let him become the master you need. Now, this is the point where your son has a big decision to make. I don't want to simply hand him his lovely mother on a silver platter. I want him to hunt for his meal, so to speak. So in a little bit, I'll let you wake up from this hypnosis, but my instructions will remain in place. For a brief moment, you'll be able to voice all of the things that make you nervous about this. You'll be allowed to beg him to stop. If he pulls out and leaves, I'll simply suppress the memory of this from you, and you'll go back to being a normal mother and son. But if he keeps fucking you, if he comes inside of you, all of the changes we made will be completely irreversible. You will become your son's free use breeding slave if he so chooses. You will be completely at the mercy of your son and his cock. Let's see just how much he loves you. Wake up.
What are you doing? Stop! Oh my god, stop! Please don't!
Cover her mouth. Let's see if she figures it out. There you go. That's it, Sharon. That's it.
I don't understand. Oh, why does my son's cock inside of me feel so good? That's it, son. Keep fucking me. Oh, I feel so happy. Oh, I feel so happy with you inside me, baby. Keep fucking me. Oh, that's it. That's it. I want you to use me. I don't know. I want you to rape me, son. Rape your mommy's pussy. Yeah. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, baby, you're making mommy feel
feel so much happier than I felt in so long. I want you to breathe me. Yeah, all of a sudden I want you to breathe me, baby. Mommy wants you to come in her pussy and put a baby in me. Please, please, I'll never be stressed again, I swear. I just need you to come in me. Oh, look at me, baby. Don't look at her, look at me. Come in, Mommy. Breathe me. Breathe me, I need it. Son, I need it. Oh, yeah, come in me. Come in, Mommy. Come in me, baby. Breathe your mother. That's it. That's it. Come in me. I want to come with you. Oh, yes. Please, son. Please. Oh, yes.
Good job, Sharon.
I don't understand.
What's that?
Why do I feel so good right now?
Sharon, honey, you feel good because your treatment worked. Don't you both feel so much closer now? Let those feelings of love and intimacy wash over both of you. Look into each other's eyes and say, I love you.
I love you, son.
Good. That's the end of it. I'm so glad I could help both of you with your problems. If you want, you can book another appointment next week. But if you consider yourselves cured, then feel free to come by for a personal visit if you'd like. Thank you both.